On this edition of Community Conversation, we're going to be talking about a guest that will be coming to Adrian that is being brought in with the Adrian Noon Rotary. I'd like to welcome into the program to talk a little bit about the gentleman that's going to come in is Chip Moore, who is the president of the Adrian Noon Rotary. Chip, welcome back into the program once again.
Glad to be here, Dale.
The Adrian Noon Rotary, where do you meet?
We meet at the Hills of Lenaway at noon. Each Thursday.
Okay.
From 12 to 1.
And the type of, you do a lot of different type of service projects, don't you?
Oh, Jeff? We do. We just got done recently, the second year in a row, helping the Adrian City Band raise money. We support Launch Lenaway, Taste Lenaway with entrepreneurship. Mm-hmm. We help with Polio Plus. We did an international service project past year in India. We raised like $60,000 for heart surgeries for kids over there that can't afford it. And so with another Rotary Club, we sponsored that from Delhi, India.
Yeah.
So, we do local and international service.
Plus, you just recently had the annual river raising cleanup, too.
Oh, yes.
You?
We did that, yes, last Saturday. That's one of the – we've been doing that. I think we've been doing that for 27 years.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's quite a project. We all like clean water.
Yes. And it's also nice to be able to have, you know, nice rivers and clean rivers to be able to enjoy.
Right. Yeah. And hopefully it'd be nice to have canoes and kayaks down there someday. We get that cleaned up.
Yeah, that'll be nice. Well, let's talk about something that's going to be coming up on Thursday, September the 15th at noon. And you're going to be bringing in a special gentleman. Tell us all about that, Chip.
Yes, he's a friend of mine, Michael Lawrence. He's recently retired from the National Security Agency. He's going to speak on the – he's a member. He was appointed by President Trump in October of 2020 to be on the Public Interest Declassification Board.
Okay. And he's going to be talking primarily about that then, I take it?
Right. And talk about the process because this board is set up to try to declassify, keep – any secrets that we can declassify so the American public knows what's such as example of the JFK assassination. Mm-hmm. They meet monthly, I think, or quarterly, and they released data. Like last October, November of 2021, they had a meeting and declassified issues on JFK or aliens, anything of top secret nature.
Yeah, yeah. And things that need to be known by the public, then I take it.
Right. Their mission is to go through the material. And like they had a meeting last week, August 19th, talking about the nuclear detonation over, I think it was Wake Island, but from World War II.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So they were trying to look at those type of things. What can we declassify from that time frame?
Mm-hmm. And why is not being essential for the secrecy for the country? It's something that can be known by the public at this point,
right? Most of these meetings they have too. It's a public meeting. They can zoom in or as you go to the board, the National Archives. This is they're an arm of the National Archives, and they keep track of all our secrets.
Uh huh.
And so it's a big dawning process when you think of all the secrets that the United States keep.
Yeah, yeah. So it should be an interesting talk that he'll be presenting then, Chip.
Yes, talking about the process because you never know in this country what are secrets because I was fortunate enough on an airplane in 2011 flying from the United States to Australia where we were turned around in the middle of the flight. I woke up thinking I was going to be in Melbourne, and we flew back to San Francisco. And there were some people that were taken off by the FBI, and it never hit the national news.
Yeah, yeah. Wow.
And so I always wonder what kind of bomb threat or what they were doing during that time frame of what happened, because all we heard from people, they escorted two foreign nationals off the plane.
Wow.
And so it's kind of interesting.
Yeah,
to be
definitely
part of something like that, to know that you're a part of history, even though no one knew what happened.
So he's going to run down during his talk then exactly what is the process when it comes to taking these items to declassify them, correct?
Yes, there's 10 members to this board.
Okay.
And there's a chair, and five are appointed by the President of the United States, and then the majority and minority leader of the Senate, and the Speaker of the House, and the minority leader of the House. So so they meet and they discuss, and they also take requests from House members or senators to review certain material.
Oh, I did not know that. That's interesting. Yeah, I didn't realize that's part of the process.
Yes. So say, for example, if Congressman Tim Walberg said, is there something that we can do to declassify this topic? Mm-hmm. They can send a request in and then go through the process.
Interesting. Interesting. How did you ever get to meet him?
Oh,
Michael Lawrence.
Actually, I met him when I was interned on Capitol Hill during 1982 for a congressman in Washington, D.C. He was my boss.
And so no kidding.
He would, we've been good friends. He went to my wedding. I went to his wedding. So we've been friends ever since.
Oh, so there's the connection right there.
That's the connection. So,
well, is anybody able to come to hear him speak on that Thursday, September 15th, Chip?
Yeah, it's open to the public. Okay. Yeah, it's $20. And this is a regular Rotary meeting, but we thought with the interest of what's going on in this country about declassification of material, I thought this should be open to the public and have them listen to what the process is, because this is a rarity to get a member like this on the board to speak publicly in a public forum.
And as well as coming locally, too. I mean, not having to go to Detroit or farther in order to be able to hear him. He's coming right here to Adrian.
Right. And when you deal with classified information, as a former military officer, I had a top secret clearance, and you had to go through an FBI check to get the clearance. And so it's a process to deal with classified information.
Oh, wow.
And so it's quite serious to handle information like that.
Is there anything else about the time that he's going to be here that you'd like to mention to encourage people to come out to listen to him?
Oh, yes, because one of the things I talked to Michael about is that I'm sure there's going to generate a lot of questions, because he's just going to go talk about what the board concept is, what the process is, but he'll probably leave a lot of time for questions and answer people's concerns about the classification. Whether he can answer some of those questions, I don't know, but at least he got a chance to ask questions. And I think in a democracy, when you can talk to people that serve on boards that represent the United States government, it's a good time to ask her questions.
That's right. Okay. Now, date, time, and location where he's going to be speaking, Chip?
He'll be speaking on September 15th, lunch at the Hills of Lenawee, and it's from 12 to 1. So it's about a 25-minute program. So it's a short time, but we may last longer. There's a lot more questions there.
Sure, sure. And again, it's $20 per person, correct?
Yes, $20 per person.
Okay, excellent. Good. Hey, Chip, thanks so much for telling us a little bit more about this and inviting the public to be able to come to listen to him. He should be a very fascinating speaker to listen to. And, thanks to Phil for that connection there. That's pretty awesome.
Well, it's my pleasure. It's nice to bring people into Lenawee County to make our community a better place.
Absolutely. Well, Chip, thanks so much for talking about this here on the program. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Dale.
Appreciate it. Chip Moore, who is the president of the Adrian Noon Rotary, my guest here on Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gardner. We'll talk again soon.